I'm Ken Zonley, and this is Performing Arts Gallery. This afternoon, Monmouth College presents an artist reception and talk by Beloit College faculty member Tom Behrens as he opens his exhibit of paintings at Monmouth College's Everett Gallery. It's free and open to the public, starting at 3 o'clock. Behrens will be displaying paintings at Monmouth, but currently some of his works are also part of the Escape Velocity exhibit at the Mirus Gallery in San Francisco. Located in Hughes Library, the gallery is open Mondays through Thursdays, 7:30 a.m. to midnight, Fridays, 7:30 a.m. to 5, Saturdays, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Sundays, noon to midnight, at the Hughes Library at Monmouth College. Tonight, Stars Cave Nature Center presents its concert series with Edie Carey. Born in Burlington, Vermont, and raised in Boston, Edie Carey had two pivotal experiences that knocked her college plans off course, visiting the Postscript Coffee House in New York City and learning Italian. At the Postscript, she heard artists such as Annie DeFranco and Lisa Loeb, and learning Italian inspired her to travel to Bologna, where she taught herself to play the guitar. Carey will be performing from her most recent release, the album Bring the Sea.
Hey, if you ever look for me, I'm the one who's always leaving. Hey, if you ever look for me, I'm the first to go. Oh, I can barely pull myself away from your fire. Still, here I am running into the coldest night.
Edie Carey, she'll be kicking off the 2013 concert series at Stars Cave Nature Center outside Burlington. That's at 11627 Stars Cave Road outside Burlington. That's tonight at 7:30 p.m. Tickets are $10 for the general public, $2 for students. In Fort Madison, Lights, Camera, Action is presenting an indoor movie. This week's movie is the Pixar hit Up. By tying thousands of balloons to his home, an old man sets out to fulfill a lifelong dream to see the wilds of South America. A young scout inadvertently becomes a stowaway on the impromptu airship. Up is being presented tonight at 6:30 and at 8, and tomorrow afternoon at 2 and 3:30. It's all free and open to the public at the former Fort Madison Middle School at 1801 Avenue G in Fort Madison. The theater is wheelchair accessible from Avenue F. Western Illinois University is proud to present a guest recital in the College of Fine Arts and Communications Recital Hall tomorrow evening. The recital features guest cellist Eric Kim. He made his solo debut at age 15 with the Chicago Symphony Orchestra. He was a featured soloist with the Juilliard Orchestra, and he served as principal cello of the Cincinnati Symphony from 1989 to 2009. He's also held principal cello positions with the San Diego and Denver Symphony Orchestras. At Juilliard, he studied with Leonard Rose, Lynn Harrell, and Channing Robbins. And Mr. Kim grew up in Macomb, Illinois. His homecoming guest recital will feature sonatas by Boccherini and Brahms and Debussy, as well as shorter works by Chopin and Glazunov. It's free and open to the public tomorrow night at 7:30 at the College of Fine Arts and Communications Recital Hall on the WIU campus. Eric Kim. Tomorrow night at the Dixon Mounds branch of the Illinois State Museum, the Hickory Ridge Concert Series continues with the return of the driving sounds of new Irish music. The Shanties take the stage at 7:30 p.m. This Bloomington-based Celtic group creates an atmosphere reminiscent of a party below deck on the Titanic. They're known for up-tempo, rowdy melodies of Ireland. The Shanties, with the title track from their 2011 CD, Fear Not. They'll be at the Hickory Ridge Concert Series tomorrow night at 7:30 at the Dixon Mounds branch of the Illinois State Museum. The lobby opens at 6:30, the show is at 7:30. There is an admission charge of $5 for adult and $3 for children under 12. The Dixon Mounds Museum is between Lewiston and Havana, off Route 78 and 97. Also tomorrow night, at the Keokuk Union Depot building, the Rollin' on the River Blues Festival, in conjunction with the Keokuk Union Depot Commission, will present Ben Chords of the King Benny and Barbara Carr Bands. It's at 7:30. The prize is $12 per person. Proceeds from the show will be shared by both organizations. The Keokuk Union Depot Commission will use their proceeds for the ongoing restoration of the depot building, a beautiful historic structure and a fine example of the architecture of the day. Rollin' on the River will use their share of the proceeds to continue their efforts toward scholarships and their instrument lending program. Rollin' on the River has also announced that people bringing a gently used band instrument will receive a weekend pass to the 25th annual Rollin' on the River Blues Festival this coming August. Come and help out two exciting programs and hear one of the premier blues musicians in the Midwest today. It's at the Keokuk Union Depot building at Johnson Street and South Water Street in Keokuk tomorrow night at 7:30. Ben Chords in concert. On Sunday, the brass faculty at Western Illinois University present the 13th annual Western Illinois University Brass Fest. It's a one-day event in the COFAC Recital Hall on the WIU campus. It begins at 1 o'clock with a series of workshops and master classes and finishes at 7:30 p.m. with a concert by the Chestnut Brass Company. That concert is open to the public. It's at 7:30 in the COFAC Recital Hall. They're a Grammy-winning ensemble, internationally acclaimed for their brilliant performances on modern and historical brass instruments. As curators of the sounds of ancient and antique brasses, the Chestnut Brass Company has been at the forefront of the period instrument revival with performances on cornetti, sackbuts, keyed bugles, and saxhorns, as well as being quite adept with the modern instruments. The Chestnut Brass Company. Thank you. The Chestnut Brass Company, with their take on Aram Khachaturian's Saber Dance. They'll be in concert Sunday night at 7:30 in the Kofak Recital Hall on the WIU campus. Tickets are available this afternoon from the Heinlein Theater box office at 309-298-2900 or online at bcabringsthestars.com or at the door. On Tuesday evening, the Western Illinois University Art Gallery presents an opening by artist Dominic Mario Sansone. The sculptor presents his exhibition, It Shoots Further Than We Dream. The exhibition will run through Saturday, February 16th. It's highlighted by the public reception hosted by the artist on Tuesday evening from 6 until 8. It's a unique look at the incorporation of warfare and violence into today's culture and media. A 47-minute video that includes discussion of the work by Sansone, produced by Michael Thompson of University Television at WIU, will air throughout January on local cable channel 3 in Macomb. WIU's art gallery is open free to the public from 9 until 4 weekdays and from 6 until 8 p.m. on Tuesdays during exhibitions. The University Art Gallery is located behind Sherman Hall, the main administration building, on the WIU campus. And one more note about a BCA show. The BCA presentation Cocktails with Larry Miller has been scheduled for this coming Wednesday, January 23rd, at the Forum in downtown Macomb. Larry Miller had previously been scheduled to appear at Western Illinois University last April, but the show was postponed after the entertainer sustained an injury. The one-man act, described as a combination of comedy, theater, and music, will open at 7:30 p.m. at the Forum, located at 124 North Lafayette Street. Miller's appeared in movies including Pretty Woman, The Nutty Professor, and The Princess Diaries, and he's appeared on television on Curb Your Enthusiasm, Boston Legal, and Law & Order. He's also a columnist for the Weekly Standard and the Huffington Post. Tickets are $15 for the public, $10 for senior citizens, and free for WIU students with a valid ID. They're available from the Heinlein box office at 309-298-2900 or at the door the night of the show. Anyone with tickets for the originally scheduled date can exchange them for new tickets at the box office between noon and 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. Cocktails with Larry Miller, rescheduled for Wednesday, the 23rd. I'm Ken Zonley. Join me again for Performing Arts Gallery.